Welcome to Chirps, Cheeps, and Chatter, the podcast that takes you into the enchanting world of birds and their mysterious ways of communication. I'm your host, Michael, joined by a very special guest, Dr. Feathers, a renowned bird whisperer. Today, we're going to explore the art of chatting with our feathered friends. So, Dr. Feathers, ready to spread our wings into this fascinating topic?
Absolutely, Michael. Thanks for having me. Birds are not just our backyard companions. They're master communicators. And understanding them can be a real hoot.
Let's start with the basics. Why is understanding bird communication so important? Dr. Feathers, well, Michael, it's like learning a new language. Understanding bird communication deepens our connection with nature and opens up a world of wonders right in our backyards. Plus, it's incredibly entertaining. Moving to vocal communication, you say a calm voice is key. Why is that?
Birds are sensitive to tone. A calm voice is like a friendly handshake in the bird world. It says, "I come in peace."
And consistency in verbal cues?
Just like a favorite song, consistent cues create a sense of familiarity and trust. It's the bird version of having a catchy theme tune.
I've heard you're quite the mimic. Can you demonstrate some bird sounds for us?
Of course. Mimics gentle whistling and soft chirping. These sounds are like bird icebreakers. They show you're trying to speak their language.
Amazing. And nonverbal communication.
It's all about body language. Slow movements, gentle gestures. It's like learning bird ballet.
What about the different types of bird calls?
Each call has a purpose, from cheerful morning songs to urgent alarm calls. By recognizing these, we become part of their conversation.
And those communicative noises?
Clicks, beeps, even wing flutters. They're all part of the bird's expressive toolkit. It's like bird Morse code.
Let's talk about interpreting bird body language. How can we understand what they're saying?
Watch for cues like feather fluffing, which often means relaxation, or sleek feathers for alertness. It's like reading their mood ring.
Bonding with birds must be special.
Absolutely. Playtime, grooming, and training with positive reinforcement are like building a friendship bridge. It's about trust, respect, and lots of fun.
As we wrap up, any final thoughts on bird communication?
Just remember, patience and a sense of humor are key. Birds are not just pets. They're personalities with wings.
Thank you, Dr. Feathers, for this enlightening chat. And to our listeners, keep listening, keep watching, and keep talking to the birds. Until next time on Chirps, Cheeps, and Chatter. Sir, war, force, see you are, for chuarts, chee, chick, sex, and go, sign.